EU politicians back Somali people smugglers' appeal against 142-year sentence in Greece. By Breitbart London on January 9, 2023. Lesbos, Greece, AP. A Somali migrant serving life in prison for people smuggling appeared in court Monday to appeal his sentence. In a case backed by a group of European Parliament members who say he was wrongfully convicted. Mohamed Hanadavdi was sentenced to 142 years in prison in 2021 after being convicted following a deadly crossing in a dinghy from Turkey to the nearby Greek island of Lesbos the previous year. Avdi said he had only steered the dinghy after it had been abandoned by a Turkish smuggler during the crossing. Two people drowned when the vessel took on water while 33 others were rescued. Many of the survivors backed the Somali man's account of events, according to Avdi's lawyers. The case has brought attention to sentencing guidelines in Greece introduced in recent years as part of an effort to fight illegal migration into the European Union. A Greek left-wing member of the European Parliament, Stelios Kouloulou, is leading the campaign to have many of the convictions re-examined, an effort backed by other European politicians as well as Greek performing artists who have helped raise money for legal fees. Last month, two Afghan men, Akif Raisuli and Amir Zairi, who had received 50-year jail sentences, were released from prison on appeal. Raisuli was cleared while Zairi was released after his sentence was reduced to 8 years. International solidarity is vital for these refugees, who are victims of this unjust practice by the Greek government to condemn innocent people with excessive sentences, Kouloulou said in an online post before the trial. 15 European Parliament members have backed his campaign, signing letters of complaint to Greek authorities. The country's center-right government has described its migration policy as strict but fair, arguing that tough sentencing for smugglers is a key part of the country's border defense policy. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.